Thanks for joining me here on Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert. Today we're looking at Genesis 4, verse 1. Listen to Genesis 4, verse 1. And the man was intimate with Eve, his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. And she said, I have acquired a man, the Lord. One of the blessings God had given with his institution of marriage was procreation. God had indicated that this blessing would be preserved in spite of mankind's sin when he told Eve that he would greatly increase her pains in childbearing. Though they had now been driven from their special, beautiful home in disgrace, they were still able to enjoy intimacy with each other. Through this intimacy, Eve became pregnant. It's interesting that often in the Old Testament, the mother is responsible for the naming of the children. There are a number of examples, though sometimes the parents named the child together. You can see an example of that in Genesis 25, verse 25. And sometimes the father gave the name. This practice of the mother naming the child perhaps dated back to Eve's naming of her firstborn here. But was it simply a matter of Adam letting his wife name their child because she had exerted all the effort in giving birth to him? Or was it because they both had in mind God's promise that the solution to their sin and the devil's defeat was going to come from the seed of the woman, not of the man? As God had said in Genesis 3, verse 15. Different translations render this verse different ways, but the translation that I used is one legitimate way, which has Eve naming her son Cain because she thinks she has acquired the Lord, the promised Messiah. Acquired is kaniti in Hebrew, which is similar to the word Cain. While this would show her faith in God's promise, she was, of course, mistaken to think that she could produce a savior through intimacy with her husband, since, as Jesus would make crystal clear later, whatever is born of sinful flesh is sinful flesh. It would soon enough become all too apparent to both of them that Cain was not the fulfillment of God's promise. Let's pray. Lord, when you make promises to us, often we want them visibly and obviously fulfilled right away, right now. We are too often too impatient to wait on your timing and your ways. Help us to be strong and take heart and wait on you in any and every hardship, knowing that your word and your eternal love for us cannot be broken. In Jesus' name, amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.